A memorial park now sits on the sliver of Center City, Philadelphia, where six people were killed, 13 more injured in a deadly building collapse 5 years ago. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, today's dedication ceremony at 22nd and Market Streets took place one day after another row home in North Philadelphia collapsed, killing a contractor.
Nikki Harmon wept as the centerpiece of the small park was unveiled, an 8-foot sculpture inscribed with the names of the people killed in the collapse, including her aunt, Juanita Harmon.
You know, she was retired and enjoying life, going on cruises, going to plays, and that's what she should have continued doing and not have it ended like this.
Harmon says she's glad the land was transformed into something beautiful, but it doesn't ease her pain.
Our loss already happened. I feel like this means they're taking it seriously.
Former city treasurer Nancy Winkler lost her daughter Anne Bryan in the collapse. The art student was shopping with a friend at the Salvation Army thrift store when a freestanding brick wall of a building being demolished next door pancaked onto the store and crushed it. Winkler says she hopes the $3 million park serves as a reminder of what happened 5 years ago so that it never happens again.
A new line was crossed on June 5th, 2013. The city was shocked by the level of greed and indifference to human life and safety that was demonstrated by so many people who were aware of the dangerous demolition but did nothing.
Police charged two men tasked with demolishing the commercial property that flattened the thrift store, the project's general contractor and an excavator operator. Both of them are in jail. At trial, prosecutors argued the deadly collapse could have been avoided if the building had been demolished by hand, not by heavy machinery. Some were critical that prosecutors never went after the owner of the building or others involved in the demolition. But in civil court, the Salvation Army, the building's owner, and his right-hand man were found liable. They had to pay the victims and their families a combined $227 million. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.